61 Israeli tourists entered Tunisia this week to attend the annual Jewish pilgrimage to the Ghriba Synagogue on the southeast island of Jerba. The presence of Israelis caused fury in the country. Over 80 lawmakers signed a petition demanding the withdrawal of confidence from Tourism Minister Amel Karboul and Deputy Minister of Interior thus far, who are accused of normalizing ties with the Zionist regime. Karboul reacted to accusations and defended her position.
We've demanded written decisions from the Interior and Foreign Affairs Ministries. We encourage transparency. I have no problem if the Assembly ignores decades of traditions of hospitality. However, we will suffer economic consequences.
Assembly members rejected the minister's argument and warned against any ties with Zionists. And the ousted dictator Zain al-Abidine Ben Ali, Tunisia used to work closely with Israel's Mossad.
If the tourism minister is pretending to bring foreign currency, we say that we do not want her money. We prefer to starve rather than slowly normalizing relations with Zionists. Our people will never accept. We revolted against tyranny and dictatorship, as well as Ben Ali's ties with Zionists. We are aware of the threat.
Palestinian refugees in Tunisia also denounce what they describe as some Arab countries' normalization of ties with the Tel Aviv regime, at the expense of the Palestinian cause.
Many Arab states refuse entry to Palestinian refugees, yet they accept Zionists on their soil. They're normalizing ties with the Zionists while they're suffering.
Tunisians consider the presence of Israelis on their soil a threat to national security. Observers say the criminalization of normalizing ties with Tel Aviv is a priority that the civil society will defend until its adoption by the Assembly. Abdin Shawashi, Press TV, Tunis.